Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
HQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3, intruder alert. GQ 3, intruder alert.
Oh, intruder and schmooter. Good evening and welcome once again to Madam Perry Salon, the podcast that loves you. I am your host, your groove mistress, and your cruise director, Madam Perry, but you can call me Jen or Jennifer. I am just happy you're here, and I'm happy that so many people are sending me messages that they like meeting new people when I have guests on for, and I'm lucky to have guests from different aspects of everything, arts, culture, literature, music, science, and it delights me, and I'm glad to know that it makes you happy as well, and that you let me know. And thank you for subscribing, and thank you for downloading, because it's no fee. I'm laughing. I've got a dog playing with a box under the desk here in the studio, so if you hear a noise, I may have to take it away from it. Anyway, I want you to know that, you know, I'm on the steampunk marathon. I'm doing more shows in a row than I ever have, because next weekend, March 8th through 10th, is Wild Wild West Con, the most immersive steampunk event anywhere. And I'm going to that, and I've got a panel, but also I went last year. I am getting all my favorite people whom I've ever wanted to have on the podcast are able to squeeze into the schedule, so I'm having extra shows, extra nights, just to get them all in, because this is cool. But anyway, tonight's guest is, everybody loves this guy. He's the founder of Spring Hill Studios. He's a prop maker, entertainer, event producer based in Seattle. And you may have known him from watching the TV show, game show network, competitive show Steampunked. But that is not all. But he's not here yet. I don't know if he's in his time machine, if he's just checking his steam levels. I don't know. Or maybe he's just outside looking for a place to land. So while I wait for the fabulous Tobias McCurry, I'm going to play a little music by, oh gosh, who do we love? We love everybody here. But I think especially, see, the other night we played Scott Helland. You know Scott Helland, though, from Frenchie and the Punk. So what else do I have here from Frenchie and the Punk? Yes, La Train, Frenchie and the Punk, Samantha and Scott.
Le train part chaque matin et chaque soir pour Paris. Chaque matin et chaque soir, pour New York, New York. regarder les gens passer. Ça aurait été vraiment chouette. Ah, je suis vraiment bête. Hein. Mon voyage loupé.
Frenchie and the Punk, and Scott and Samantha. I love them both so. And welcome once again, Madame Perry Salon. As you know, I've got so many shows, the steampunk theme. Tonight's guest, Tobias McCurry, not here yet. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, I'm going to have Talis Forge, another person who is a maker. She makes corsets and all manner of things and props. And she was also a contestant on the Game Show Network's show, Steampunked. And who else? Solgar, who was on, let me see. I got a lot of people who are going to be on the special guest list. And a couple nights ago, yesterday, I had David Lee Summers, who's an astronomer and author and editor. He works at Kitt Peak National Observatory. And, again, he's going to be one of the special guest people. I have heard, and I'm not even sure if I believe this or not, but I have heard from my pal, James Breen, owner of Dreadnought Radio, and he's the panels manager for Wild Wild West Con, that there's going to be something very different, exciting this year at Old Tucson, which is the location of the event is Old Tucson, which is an old cowboy city that's been used a lot in television shows and movies. But he says this year there's going to be a zip line, combination zip line and target shooting challenge. I don't know. I know he challenged James Nethery, whom we know, James and Sarah Nethery, two also very talented and fun people that have been here on Madame Perry Salon before. I know he challenged them. It's hard to tell with those guys, though, if they're just making it up or if they're just talking big or there really is something. Will I be on the zip line? I would probably love to do it, but I'll watch somebody else go first, you know, just to see how it is. Now, that's all I got to say about that one. Now, what else am I going to do? While I'm waiting, and I hope I didn't miss my cues with Mr. Tobias McCurry, think maybe I should play a little message for you right here from our friend Charles. Tuesday, I went to an event, the SMPTE meeting, SMPTE, it stands for the Society of Motion Picture and Television Engineers and Producers. I think they all get in there somehow under the letters. And they were showing all kinds of magnificent things that they do with the cameras and the trucks and the communication devices and this was specifically geared toward the work they did getting the NBA All-Star Games that were in Charlotte recently on the air. And they kept showing Charles and Ernie and Shaq, and that just reminded me, hey, I've got a little message from those guys. I'll play it for you right now.
So, Chuck, talk to us about Fizdale being the Knicks' new coach. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you right now, Ernie, it don't matter who's going to coach this team. They don't got no talent on
you
it. And I don't really feel I talk.
That's kind of harsh.
I don't feel I talk about the Knicks right
now.
You
want to talk about lunch?
No.
What would you like to talk about, Chuck?
See, Ernie, I've been listening to a podcast called Madame Perry's Salon. And I think Jennifer Perry, she's a great host. I mean, she got all these bestseller authors, Rostar, all the comedians.
What about people that don't have rings?
Here we go again.
Real funny, Chuck. But I think she's great. And I think people would love her show. She got a great laugh. She make the laugh come out of nowhere like an eagle come in there and just steal the whole show. It's a beautiful thing. It's not terrible.
Hypochondriac, Kelly Dwyer, the mock star. If you ever have a chance to just go look for a good time on YouTube, as we all do, look for Kelly Dwyer, her songs Famous Baby, Hypochondriac, Mock Bottom, look her up on the internet. She also has a radio show she does out of New York on Friday nights, and it's a live show on Friday nights. It's a very good one too. She's been on here before, and I've even called in on her show. She's a lot of fun. So while I wait for Tobias McCurry, I certainly hope he's okay. I hope he hasn't had a steam-powered accident. Maybe he's having a steamy encounter. Yeah, I said it. But he's a good-looking guy. So until then, how about a little Yeah. Another gal that's been on my show before, and actually she was one of those popular guests we had. A lot of fun. How about some shit?
Yeah. next game changer in the men's fashion industry might just be around the corner with the upcoming launch of Mace in Style, a new international gentleman's fashion boutique store that will offer comfortable and fashionable designer-crafted clothing, accessories, jewelry, watches, as well as health and lifestyle essentials for men, crafted by talented fashion artisans from various corners of the world. Mace in Style offers clothing and accessories for men of different shapes and sizes, from streetwear enthusiasts, the hip-hop street artist, the corporate powerhouse, the prepster, the jock, the rock star, the adventurer, to the all-American throwback, and many others in between. Mace in Style is inspired by the latest trends in fashion, which will help any generation achieve their desired style and look. Visit the pre-launch site now at prelaunch.matesinstyle.com to be a part of this inspiring fashion innovation. prelaunch.matesinstyle.com.